Good afternoon and good evening, meeting you where you are, no matter what time of the day it is. Welcome to the Crown Table Unleashed. Are you ready to be motivated, inspired, and encouraged? It's time for you to get in step with the Spirit. Here is your host, Jeffy Clark III.
I love you, Father. I just thank you, Father. I know there's been so many times I could have not made it. I could have faded with the distance of the whispering wind, God. Hallelujah, God. But you seen it so fit, oh God. So fit, oh God, to keep me here, oh God, to keep me topside, God. And I thank you for that grace, God. I thank you for that mercy, God. Because I know that I am not perfect. Hallelujah. I know that I still make mistakes even right now in today, God. I just thank you, God. I thank you, God, for what I call a second chance, oh God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for standing in the gap, oh God, for being the bridge, Father, Hallelujah. Being my lawyer, oh God, being my advocate, God, I thank you, God, because if it had not been for you sitting on the throne right now, alive and well, talking to the Father on my behalf, oh God, God, I thank you. God, I thank you, God. It's all of you that is doing it, oh God. All of you that is doing it, oh God. None of me in this season, oh God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that even as I begin to walk, even as I begin to move, oh God, God, that I decree and I declare it, oh God, that you are my forefront, oh God, that my very foundation is built on the rock that you are, oh God. And God, I thank you, God, that I'm able to even be a Gentile, oh God, and be able to not even be who you actually desire, oh God, but to be able to have the access, to be able to come in, oh God, on the back end, oh God. Hallelujah, God, I am proud to say that I came through the back door, oh God. God, that I have the access that I have, oh God. God, I thank you. Yes, God, hallelujah, God, that I'm able to capitalize. I mean, to capitalize on what the Jews did not initially want, oh God. Hallelujah, God, I am thankful, God, and I take it not for granted, oh God, that I am able. I'm able, God, because you have allowed me to be able to capitalize. God, you opened the door that I may be able to walk through it, God. I thank you, God. God, I thank you for my generation that came before me, Father. Hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. That, God, that my generation was not wiped out, that I was able to even make it here to this point, God. And God, I know that you say that you knew us for the very foundation of this world, oh God. God, I'm thankful, oh God, that you had me in mind this long. Oh, Shandalaboshite, God. God, I'm thankful that I have a God that knows about every hair and strand on my head. God, I thank you. No one knows me like you, Father. And God, I thank you, God. And God, I say hallelujah unto thee. Hallelujah unto the God that created all the earth. Hallelujah unto the God that has put down and put down time and time time again the enemy. God, I thank you for being a God that forever rises up, a God that forever sees, a God that forever walk in the earth. God, I thank you, God, for being a God that does not mind walking with the people, a God of access, a God that says, come up and sit with me, come up and talk with me. God, I am thankful that I know a God like you. No one like the Yahweh I know, no one like El Shaddai, no one like Elohim, no one like Jehovah Jireh, no one like Emmanuel, no one to do what you do. God, I thank you, Father. Worthy are you, God, all of the honor and all of the praises, oh God. God, strip everything out of me, oh God, that is not of you, oh God. God, if it's not even looking like you, if it don't smell like you, if it don't grow like you, God, extract it from my body, oh God. And God, I say extract as in snatch, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. God, I want nothing to do with it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, I call to the world, oh God, to fall back into submission unto you, oh Father, unto your authority, oh God. God, send in a remembrance, oh God, send in a reminder, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that the forefathers declared, oh God, that we trust in God, oh God, in God that we trust, oh God. And God, I thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. God, I cause the very land and the soil, oh God, to fall back into place, oh God, to fall back into alignment and we end the will, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray for those that sit in high places, oh God, that's making the decisions, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. May they be making the sound decisions, oh God. May they be making the right decisions, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. May you be at the forefront of their lives, oh God, truly, oh God, not that they just say it with their tongue, oh God, but in the truth of things, oh God. Hallelujah, God, that it is done, oh God, and done correctly, oh God, and God, that it is done right, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. God, I thank you for being the healer, God, the doctor, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. God, there are somebody somewhere, oh God, in on this earth, oh God. God, they don't even know who you are, oh God, but they are laying on their sick bed, oh God. God, if it be your will, and it be your grace and your mercy, oh God, God, I ask you to be able to bring them out, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. God, that you reveal yourself to them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That you lift them up, oh God. That you hang them up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. That they may be able to see exactly who you are, oh God. And God, there's somebody somewhere else, oh God, who knows exactly who you are, oh God. But God, they're feeling like they're so far away from you, oh God. They don't understand their situation, oh God. They don't understand why this is happening to them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. But God, even as I begin to declare it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you begin to move on their behalf, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. What the doctor said, oh God, is no longer valid, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for you have to say so, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God, for your sovereignty declares it, oh God. And God, I thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for what you're doing, oh God. God, I come against the spirit of poverty, oh God, that plagues so many of your people, oh God, inside of the kingdom, oh God. God, I decree and I declare, oh God, that poverty begins to lift in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that the principalities that sit over poverty, oh God, the principality that orchestrate poverty, oh God. God, I decree and declare, oh God, that your word says abundance, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. So therefore abundance shall be mine, oh God, for my God says that he owns all of the cattle on the hill, that I may be able to go up on the hill and grab me one or two or three of them, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you say you are my provider, oh God, and that is what I hold rest and rest into, oh God. That is what I hold near and dear to my heart, oh God. God, I pray for the spirit of every child, oh God, that it may not, and as they grow up through their life, oh God, that they don't feel left out, oh God, that they don't feel left behind, oh God. God, I pray for those that are living in a home, oh God, that they don't feel loved, oh God, because their parents don't know how to give it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, because the stresses of this world, oh God, plague them on the daily day basis, oh God. God, I pray for peace to leave, to enter into the home, oh God, and may they know a rest beyond no other, oh God. And may they know the rest like you rested on the seventh day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. God, I declare that rest, oh God, that head in the bosom like Abraham, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God, I thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that we have the ability to know peace, oh God. Hallelujah, I decree and declare over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen to this podcast. I know what it seems like, I know what it looks like, but I prophesy unto you that as you begin to keep stepping and begin to keep moving, that God is going to be able to do something in your life that you have never seen before, that you have not get your end, but this is just the beginning. That you are just starting, that you are just getting ready to get into the mode of things. That business is about to take off. Yes, that job interview is about to go through for your life. Yes, yes, I know your child has been acting up in school, but I even begin to decree and declare over that. That the doctor may be saying that he is ADHD. I counsel it in the realm of the spirit. No, he is not, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, shandalaboshite. God says, begin to strengthen your parenting skills. Begin to be active with your child. God says, take away the tablet, for the tablet is Satan. Satan's tool. Satan's tool that he is slowing down the development of the mind of our kids, oh God, through the lenses of technology. God says, be active in this season, for that those that are asleep, they shall perish, and their generation and the generation line that shall perish. God says, those that are awoke will be able to see. Those that are grounded in me will see exactly who I am. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. I even decree and declare that the mountains are beginning to level in the mighty name of Jesus. And every valley that you see up ahead of you is now being raised. I declare plain ground for you. I declare smooth ground for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare the ability for you to be able to switch lanes when needed. I decree and declare that you be able to see exactly and discern through your friends who say they are for you in one tongue, but turn their back on you and speak bad about you. I decree and declare against that in the mighty name of Jesus, that those friends be cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. I repent a supernatural reveal that even those that are trying to get close to you in this season, because they see where you're going, that God makes them fall off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, no bad attachments in this season. Only those that are ordained by God may be attached to your life in this season. Continue your plans and submit them to God. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. God, you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Oh, shandalaboshite, God. Ashatalaboshite, God. Yes, God, worthy are you, God. Glory, hallelujah, 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 God. Yes, God, as I say it to you, oh, God. Yes, God. Ashandalaboshite, God. Rashandalaboshite, God. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Endurance. This is a long race, not a short one. This is a long race. This is a marathon. God says they get ready to run, not in the sprint, but for the marathon. God says some of you have goals. You think in your mind are short-term goals. But God says that these are not short-term goals. These are long-term goals. God said, I'm going to direct you right into every goal that you have set for your life, every plan that you have made. God says, I'm such a gracious God and a merciful God that I'm even going to be able to give you your heart's desire. But God says, I can't give it all to you. I need something in return. I only ask for what I've been asking for 2,000 years. I'm only asking for what I've been asking for even before the 2,000 years. But I'm only asking for what I'm asking for. Even when Adam and Eve roamed in the garden, I'm only asking for this thing. What's one thing I'm asking? I'm asking that you worship me, that you love me, and that you have faith in me. God said, take not this lightly in this season. God says, if you begin to open your mouth and ask for the things that you ask for, God says, I'm going to give them to you. There are some of you that said, God, I've lost more, oh God. I've lost the very things that I've prayed for, God, that you have even given me, God. And right now I'm in a season where I feel like I'm being punished, oh God. I feel like that I'm in a place, oh God, that because I've lost what you have given me, oh God. God, I feel like that you're punishing me, oh God, because I'm not getting it back as fast as I would like, oh God. Oh God, I don't even have any of it, oh God. God, or some of us are saying that I have some of it, oh God, but I didn't have exactly what I had. God says, hey, listen, whatever the cankerworm ate, I'm going to give back to you tenfold. Whatever that cankerworm ate up, I'm going to give it back to you. But God says, stay steadfast in my word. Stay steadfast. Stay right here in me. Stay in me, because the moment that you exit me, the moment that you begin to backslide or fall back into the world from which you came, from which I saved you from, there'll be nothing that I'd be able to do for you. God says, you have to stay right here. Stay right here in my face. Stay right here in my atmosphere. Stay with me. Stay with me, because in me is where the glory is. In me is where the peace is. In me, in me, in me, in me, in me, in me is where you find rest. In me. In me, in me, in me. God said, stay right here. Do not slide. God said, focus your mind onto me. Focus onto me. Focus onto me. Focus onto me. Hallelujah. Make me what's in front of you. Make me what's in front of you. Hallelujah. Make me the cornerstone of your life, the cornerstone of your family. Have me wrapped in everything in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. God, hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, only you can do it, Father. Hey, God, hallelujah. Oh, everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Glory to glory, God. Hallelujah, God, I thank you, God. God, I know the road is not easy, God. I know the road is not wide, but it's very narrow. Yes, God. Yes, God, I know that it is narrow, God, and only very few can travel on this road. Hallelujah. Ooh, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Lift us up, Lord. Lift us up, oh God, where we have fallen away, oh God. And forgive us, God, for the sins that we commit, oh God. Yes, God, forgive us, oh God, for being dirty, oh God. Forgive us for being disobedient, oh time. At times when we should have listened to you, oh God, and we didn't, God. God, hallelujah, God, I thank you. Forgive us, oh God, that I have your forgiveness, Lord. And let our garden, oh God, be after you, oh Father. May every fruit that grows in it, oh God, be a fruit of yours, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God, I thank you, oh God. God, let our lives be a reflection of who you are, God, so that when believers who have backsliding, may they look at you and say, you know what, there is a God. May they look at your situation and say, you know what, there is a God. And God, may you receive every bit of that glory, oh God. And God, even let our lives mirror for those, oh God, that are non-believers, oh Father. Hallelujah, God, that even as they begin to look on, they begin to think and say, you know what, there is a God. And God, may you receive that very glory, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. May we be the true beacons of light that you say we should be, oh God. And may we be the true salt of this world, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God, may we be comfortable, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to walk against the grain, oh God. Hallelujah, God, to go the opposite way of where people are going, oh God. Let us be caught up in your rip current, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God. Yes, God, caught up in your rip current, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. In your rip current, oh God, I know there is safety, God. I know that I cannot drown, oh God. Hallelujah, God. But outside of that current, oh God, there's nothing more but destruction, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. God, move me along swiftly along the river, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Protect me in every rich way, oh God, the river may turn, oh God. And hallelujah, God, I thank you, Lord. Father, hallelujah, God, I thank you. Come on here, kings and queens, begin to tell the Father thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you, because you ain't got to have what you have right now, but you do have it. Look at your situation. Look at where you are. And even if you're in a place where you don't feel comfortable, even when you're in a place where you feel like you won't change, encourage you to tell God, thank you for what you have now. Yes, God, I thank you for the now, God. God, I thank you for that. I know that you are working on my behalf and that one day, oh God, I shall have changed, oh God. And God, I'm confident enough in you, oh God, in the ability of you, oh God, and who you are, oh God, and what you represent, oh God, that even if my situation does not change, oh God, I respect and honor your sovereignty as God. The God that is able, the God that is all powerful, oh God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God. I see it, oh God. I see it for what it is, oh God. For who you are, oh God. God, I ask for fresh ideas, oh God. Fresh ideas, oh God. For those that are listening to this podcast, oh God. Those that are listening right now, oh God, I ask for fresh ideas and fresh oil, oh God, to be poured upon their lives, oh God. New ideas released upon them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God. I decree and declare joy over their life, oh God. I decree and declare excellence over their life, oh God. God, I decree and I declare to God, even as they begin to move and to surrender unto you, oh God, the doors will begin to open, oh God. The windows will begin to open, oh God. And God, the access will become abundant, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. The God, as they begin to praise you, as they begin to worship you, oh God. God, I decree and declare, oh God, that they will be able to gain things, oh God, that they thought were unreachable, oh God. God, that we'd be able to go through old doors, oh God, that were closed in their face, oh God, and go through so boldly with you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. God, I decree and declare new doors that are opening up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I prophesy, oh God, that the burdens, oh God, that weigh upon their life, oh God, shall be taken off of them, oh God, as they begin to fall into alignment with you, God, fall into your will, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that things are beginning to change in their life, oh God. God, that even in their children, oh God, is beginning to change, oh God. Even old failed relationships, oh God, within their family, oh God, begin to mend and heal together, oh God. God, even as they begin to fall into your submission of you, oh God. God, that the enemy begins to get confused, oh God. Where are they? Where are they? Where have they gone? Where have they gone, oh God? That you are changing the very DNA in the spirit realm, oh God. That they don't even see them coming, oh God. The God, that you are raising up intercessors and war prayer warriors, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God. I come against every adversary, every blueprint on their life, oh God, that's designed to keep them down, oh God. God, I cancel the words of every witch, oh God, for your word says you suffer not for a witch to live, oh God. God, I decree and declare it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that those assignments, oh God, that they are sitting on an attack, oh God, come back to them, oh God, fivefold, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hoshandalaboshite, may death be their portion, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hoshandalaboshite, God, Rashatadaboshite, God. Hallelujah, God, I thank you, God. Woo, hallelujah, God, I thank you, God. God, you are worthy, Father. Hallelujah, God, you are worthy, God. Hallelujah, God. Sometimes, man, I just really be. Woo. You can make it. You can make it. It's not your end. You can make it. Woo, but you got to keep going, man. You got to keep going. You got to keep stepping. Don't be discouraged, y'all. I'm telling you, man, you got to keep going. You got to keep going. You got to put one foot in front of the other. Don't bow your head. Don't take a knee. This is not the season for that. This is the season to push, push, push. Push, 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 push. Now push past the pain. Push past the pain. I know it hurts. I know it seems like it's never ending, but you got to push. You got the push. You got the push. There are people counting on you. You have to push. If you don't push, who's going to push? If you give up, what's going to happen? You got to push. You got to keep going. It's on you. And I know you don't want it to be on you. I know that. I know that. I know that. I know that. You don't even want the burden. You don't even want the responsibility. But I'm sorry. I apologize. It's on you. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna have to come through you. No delays. You are the chain breaker. You are the one that's gonna bring your generation out. But you have to keep going. One foot in front of the other. Every day. Not just some days, every day. In Jesus' name, I declare the word of the Lord. And if you be in agreement, say amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Crown Table Unleashed with Jeffy Clark III. If you found today's episode meaningful and impactful, share it right now with your friends and family. Tune in again right here, same place, same time. And remember, we're meeting you where you are, no matter what time of the day it is.